The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We were talking about Andrew Tate, the multimillionaire influencer dubbed the king of toxic masculinity. A lot of people have got in touch to talk about your children, their experiences with him online, but mostly just to see if there's any advice out there around it. And some people giving that advice in the form of a theatre production called Manifest. It's a collaboration between Broken Talkers and the What Does He Need project. One of the artistic directors is Gary Keegan. Gary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Great. Thank you for being with us. This is the topic du jour for sure. So tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
Yeah, well, I guess just to give you a bit of background, as you said at the introduction there, so myself and Phelan, Broken Talkers, we've been working with another artist called Fiona Whelan and in partnership with Rialto Youth Project in Dublin 8 on this project called What Does He Need, which is a long-term project. And it's basically exploring the ways in which men and boys are shaped by and influence the world around them, and in particular, with the influence of other men. So we've been working on this since 2018, this project.
Very ahead of the curve, by the way, in my opinion. The 2018, that's what, 5 years ago, and to be thinking of it then. And this world is evolving so fast. And, of course, everything is on your phone now. So are you nervous for the young boys and men of this generation, or do you think everything's been a little overhyped?
I don't think it's been overhyped. I think the conversation is critical, to be honest. I was just listening to your last guest there, and just listening to the sheer numbers of, you know, the power of that medium in terms of millions and the influence, you know, for better or worse, that this this medium has and is having. So I don't think necessarily, I don't think we're being over dramatic or blowing it out of proportion. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. There are other conversations, you know, other themes that, you know, I don't necessarily think it's just to do with, you know, you mentioned that individual who was in the media in the last couple of weeks. He's obviously at the, you know, the very sharp end of this conversation, and I think, you know, we're all learning a lot. We weren't too familiar with him until a couple of weeks ago, but we're learning a lot and we're learning fast about, you know, his appeal. And we're getting a lot of feedback from teachers and from young people as well. You know, the fact that he is part of the conversation. But, you know, there are other themes that we're exploring as well, you know, around mental health, around the suppression of vulnerability. And I think they are conversations that need to be continually teased out, I think, in this day and age.
The specific dilemmas that crop up again and again, I was struck by the fact that WhatsApp groups, of all things, I'm going to give you a little time just to tell me about that, because there are very few people around the place who aren't in a WhatsApp group, really. So what is it about those groups that can cause a difficulty?
Yeah, I think it's something like, because we've been running these workshops for a number of years with groups of men, it is something that has come up a lot when we begin to talk about how you would hypothetically, you know, speak out against something. And the example of the WhatsApp group is something that's come up a lot. So you might be in a friends group or a sports club group or something like that. It is something that connects you socially to a group of friends. It is very important to stay connected. But if, let's say, for example, as we have heard on numerous occasions, that certain individuals within the group start, you know, speaking a certain way, misogynistic, sending inappropriate stuff or whatever it is, how do you speak up, and what do you risk if you speak up? Do you risk losing your friends? Do you risk being, you know, alienated? So the feedback that we were getting from the men that we were doing the workshops with is there is oftentimes a reticence to actually stand up and say, you know, I don't appreciate that, or, you know, I wish you'd stop, because you just get, you know, you just get stick and you just become alienated. So there's a fear there for men of actually speaking out. So that's something that we've encountered. That's the feedback that we've been getting. Yeah.
That is, you know, that you're only touching the tip of the iceberg there in terms of more conversations to be had in that regard. But Gary, we have to leave it there. The Manifest is coming to the Project Arts Theatre on February the 23rd. Head to projectartscentre.ie for details on that. Thank you for your time this morning. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, 51551 is the text. We have another break before we say goodbye.